There's a Mr. down at the Harrow office that you might want to interview. That's connected some way. I don't know exactly, but the old records show that my father lived with this Mr. grandfather when he was 13. It must have been when his parents both passed away. And I remember this. Mr. grandfather used to come down and visit my father. And this Mr. down has worked for the Herald actually all of his life. He's about, I'd say he's probably about 60, up in his 60s. And he might be a good person to interview. He might be able to give you some matter that you would be interested in.
Did he ever live in Biloxi, your grandfather?
I don't think he did. I think maybe he came down to Mobile, wasn't it?
They were here in 1870, Mobile.
Grandfather was? Well, in other words, they came into Mobile probably and then came over into here too. Of course, Biloxi back in those days was practically nothing. You see, there was no way of coming into Biloxi except by boat. Mm-hmm. There was no way of getting into New Orleans except by boat. So if he came into here, it was probably in his painting trade. I don't know whether there'd been anything much down here to paint back in those days.
Did you know either one of your grandparents?
No.
You didn't know either?
No. No, my paternal grandfather died, as I said, when my father was about 13. And Grandfather Wells, I guess, died before I was born. I don't know exactly when. You don't have any record of that, when he died?
Can you tell me, what sort of clubs you've been in, or have you been in any, what sort of social contacts?
Well, I belonged to the Lions Club for over 25 years.
Okay. And as you told me, you had something to do in the staff from the Boys Club here.
Yes, of course, I'm a member. I'm an honorary member on board of directors, honorary board member in the Boys Club. Of course, I've been interested in that for a number of years. I was one of the originators in founding a farmer's market here back about 40 years ago, I guess. But this didn't really ever amount to anything. We built a market down in town there, in the central business district, and we worked at it for, I guess 10 or 12 years, but we could never get it to.
That was in the height of the Depression, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was long in the Depression years. But we didn't have enough farm produce around here to keep it going.
I doubt you could have given away things there.
The things were pretty cheap back in those days, and there was just no profit to be made out of it. Of course, this was a non-profit thing, really. But actually, we couldn't even pay the expenses of operation and so forth.